second level. They get it. And they're walking from the house, so that they were on, and enabled us to come to the city, that is not for inspiring us in this part of the world to take up the great challenge of establishing this city and this land and among these people who live bad in need. That is mine.
Yes, yes.
So all praise to the Lord, and we want to give the chapter to the where we left off, we talked about some of the physical problems that we have. I have notes that I don't have with me now. I have to get them. Can someone bring me that thing? Right, that's right. Bring me that grip there. You know, we were talking about budget last week, the need to budget, and the education department, the other education department, Brother Fareed, Professor Fareed, maybe Dr. Fareed, see Dr. Fareed, Dr. Fareed, Professor Fareed, okay, well, he's a doctor in my book, Professor Fareed, made some notes for me here, and he itemized the kinds of things that we have as expenses that make up our expenses. So I'm going to see if I can find that. Let's see here. Brotherly love among each other, not robbing each other, not hating each other, not deceiving each other, and sharing what we have to help raise the level of comfort, or the level of enjoyment for everybody in the community. Now, these ideas were preached. We didn't accomplish these things all the time, but we were taught these things. We were taught to do unto others as you would have done unto you, love for your brother what you love for yourself, help your sister and brother who are in need. We were taught all these things and many more, you see. We were taught to be decent in our dress, in our appearance, and be decent in our mind, in our hearts, in our minds. We were told not to holler filthy ideas, wickedness, or evil thoughts against people. We were taught these things. We said, I am an Asiatic black man, the owner, the maker, the cream of the planet Earth, father of civilization, God of the universe. We say the white man, so-called white man, Yahoo, Master, Devil, or Caucasian, the stump of the planet Earth. We say those things, but we also believe in being just and honest and fair with everybody. We were taught that. We were taught not to steal. Not only from Muslims, we were taught not to steal from anybody. We were taught not to commit adultery or fornication. We were taught not to gamble. We were taught not to drink liquor, beer, wine, none of that stuff. Not to use narcotics. So I saw that the community needed to make a transition in order to save the good life that we had been given. You will recall, you will hear, that when I came into office, the good life had been lost.
That's right.
There were just a few believers.
That's right.
Still holding on to those good principles.
Right.
The majority were just running after money, women, good times.
That's right.
Mistreating each other.
Right.
Now, if I had started teaching young people history, most of history, what good would I have done?
No.
You already taught those things.
Right.
Those things had not kept your life.
Right.
They hadn't kept your good life.
Right.
They had been taught Yahoo's history, Musa's history. And it was constantly put up there. And you were taught Master Farah, the life of Master Farah. You were taught to get businesses and to do this and get money, build up something for yourself. You were taught that you were the black and the best, the most powerful on that face earth. And still, the community, for the most part, had fallen.
That's right.
Morally.
Right.
And spiritually.
Right.
So, brothers and sisters, the job that I had to do was to first turn you on to a stronger moral and spiritual life.
Right.
And to take you out of the baby ideas about spiritual life and bring you into a more healthy and adult idea of what spiritual life is, what it's all about.
That's right.
Once that was done, then you wouldn't be too weak before the problem.
Yeah.
But if you have no more than the strength of the old to fight problem that you're dealing with, and no the strength of the old has not correcting the problem.
That's right.
You have to get something new.
That's right.
You have to get something new. And all you have to do is told us that there is coming a time when you'll be taught your religion.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I'm not teaching you so much religion now.
That's
what he said.
Right.
Not that he wasn't teaching us any religion. He was teaching us some religion. But he taught us to love each other. But he taught us to respect the rights of each other. And to help each other when we find each other suffering. That is religion.
Right.
But he told us not to lie, not to steal, not to corrupt our minds and our flesh and our communities. He was teaching us religion.
That's right.
But he wasn't teaching you the simple, practical, religious ideas about God, the Creator, and about the nature of the human being.
That's right.
And that's very basic in religion. That's the core. That's fundamental in religion. You just can't survive as a religious person, no matter how strong your faith is.
Right.
Some people's faith is mighty, mighty strong. They can survive just on their own moral strength. I'm not talking about that kind of faith.
sir.
A person who survived like that, they had it before they came here.
Go ahead.
If they weren't carrying on to it. And don't think that everybody that accepted Islam under the nation of Islam were devils, sinners, and corrupt people before they carried the word. Many of them, they weren't liars, they weren't thieves, they weren't drunkards, prostitutes. They didn't hate themselves. They were struggling with this old world of knowledge, trying to love themselves and trying to love everybody. Many good people were converted by Allah bin Ali Muhammad. They were just converted to another idea, another way of life, but they weren't converted from filth and ignorance and destruction. Not in this social sense that we're talking about now. If they were ignorant, they were ignorant of certain things that presented them with a problem, but they weren't ignorant of the fact that they're supposed to be good.
That's right.
That they're not supposed to be wicked and filthy and evil.
You're right.
They have to be converted to that. There are many people who were converted from Christianity, and they were honest before they were converted as they are now.
That's right.
Many of those who were converted to this religion, they didn't believe in drinking then, and they don't drink now.
Right.
Maybe they were eating pork. We have some who didn't even believe in eating pork. Many were converted to the Almighty Father who were 7 day Adventists before, or something else before, and they didn't even believe in eating pork.
That's right.
We have some who didn't go to dances and parties. They didn't believe in that way of life. They didn't believe in that fast way of life. So we have to realize that. Don't think all the people we have here is made up of the same kind of mind and heart that you have. Don't think it's because you were converted from slime and filth and lies that everybody here came from slime, filth, and lies. Some people came from real high standards. They had some real high standards before they came here. And they still have them. And those people can survive on the strength of their own moral goodness. But I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the majority of us that don't have that strong moral goodness. We have to be given it. It has to be cultivated. It has to be fed into us or cultivated into us. I'm talking about those. Those people won't survive under their old teeth.
Right.
They have to come in the hole, because really they hadn't yet come into life. As long as you need a particular kind of religious doctrine to keep you moral and right, to make you believe in being good and honest and morally upright, you haven't come into the light. You're still dead.
That's right.
You need to be moved by something else. That means you're dead. The living move by their own life.
Yeah.
The dead has to have life or the push from something else.
That's right.
Now, I don't mean that there's come a time when we will be so complete in our faith that we won't need religion or won't need an inspiration from religion. Certainly we need an inspiration. But we don't have to die again if we don't get that inspiration.
That's right.
Those who die again, they weren't living in the first place.
Right. That's right.
That's right. Are they blaming the TV man? I'm getting on this subject. Don't come on. We have to see where we came from. We got to put all this, the whole pattern together. We got a bubble, and the bubble is the city of Chicago. I can't leave out the south side. You have to see everything. Well, let me get the pieces together so we can see. There's all around here right now. You know who they have charges for their own weaknesses? Me.
That's right.
That's right, see. We want the good old days. You see what the good old days? Yeah, the good old days is something else.
That's what they
do. The person talking is wicked, blowing all out of his face.
Right on.
The good old days. How come you drinking whiskey if you believe in the good old days?
Right.
I've seen brothers put out every week almost for drinking whiskey, wine, or beer, or taking some kind of alcohol in the good old days. Now here this person talking to me about the good old days. Talk to you, don't talk to me. They don't talk to me.
No.
They fear me like they should fear God.
Go ahead on. Go ahead on, chief.
And so they black man. In good old days, we were all right. Everything was all right. And he got whiskey on his breath.
Yes.
Young sister walking down the street, skin tight pants.
Right. Go ahead. Come on.
See all the prints of her body shape underneath the skin.
Right.
Showing through her dress.
Right.
Or through her tight pants.
Right.
Dress sticking all out.
Yes, sir.
The purpose is just to show you up the dress.
Yes, sir.
What's your name, sister? Camilla Aziz. Where did you get that name from? Oh, I was born with it.
Good.
I was born with it. Come on. If you don't see you around the mess, I don't go to no mess, kids.
Think about it.
I ain't going to listen to that foolish stuff, that crazy stuff that Wallace is teaching.
What they say, Chief? Go ahead, though.
I want the good old days. And what happened to that professor? That he lost all the good from the good old days.
Right.
No respect for himself, nobody else.
Right.
Come around with paint looking like they made up for Halloween night.
Right.
Lips all painted up, rooted all on his face, eyes all made up. Looking
right.
Like cheap prostitutes.
Right.
If the good old wisdom wasn't strong enough to save that person's mind and heart, shouldn't we want something better than the good old guy?
Right.
We had to have something better. It was good in its time.
Right.
And let me tell you why it worked. Because actually most of the people weren't embedded to that. Now listen very carefully, brothers and sisters. Most of the believers who followed the Holy Light of Muhammad, they weren't converted to the teaching.
That's right.
They were converted to the Holy Light of Muhammad.
Right. That's right.
They loved him for being bold enough to speak out, tell a white man boldly and plainly for his evil God.
Right.
They loved him because he was bold enough and the only one, proud and bold enough, to stand up and say, I am as good as you and better.
Right.
That I'm better than you. And many of our people want to tell a white man that. He wanted to tell a Caucasian, a so-called white man, that I'm equal to you and better than you. That I would work, that I would be like you. My people are not like you. They're not wicked and evil like you. Many of us want to tell them that. That we don't harbor hatred, insane hatred for people like you do. And we don't treat people cruelly like you do just because they are of a different color. We want to tell them that.
Right.
And many of our leaders like Frederick Douglass told them that.
Right.
But no man preached it like it was doctrine. But they're all in like Muhammad.
That's right.
He mixed it all up with God. You are devil by nature. The angels of God predicted your coming 8,400 years before your birth. Then he had the added strength of divine support to what he was saying. And we looked at that bad man standing up there defending us in the name of God, with seemingly documentary truth from God. documented in the year one. Yeah. been jealous of, I mean it yourself. And that's what we love him for. Not the teaching. Something in your own nature told you that there's a lot to understand about this teaching that you don't have yet. Something in your nature told you that. That there's a lot to understand about the teaching that I just don't have yet. But your heart told you, this man speaks for me. So he gathered people, followers, to him. And he told the people. He didn't tell you, you're married to the God. He didn't say you're married to Islam. He said, you're married to me. Isn't that what he said? He said, we are married and there will not be any divorce.
Until death do him part.
And that's what happened. It took his death to open the way for something else.
Think about it.
As long as he was living, those people who were truly his followers, they were married to him.
Right.
It wasn't going to be a separation.
Right.
Only death could bring about that separation. Now Elijah Muhammad knew that, and he wasn't trying hard to convert him to the Quran. It wasn't his job. It wasn't for him to do. He was trying hard to convert us to his leadership. With every kind of emotional language, or every kind of prejudice language, or sentimental language he could use, he was using it. And he told us, that, brother, he said, we have to get them at any cost. And we have to use all means and methods possible.
Right.
Not just one means, not just one method. And he wasn't near it. And I would say, unorganized in the way that he operated religiously. Maybe you don't understand what I mean. I said unorganized. See, one who understands the religious terminology, they can look at the teachings of Maulana Muhammad and they can see it going toward materialism. They can see it going toward spiritualism. They can see it going toward spiritual degeneration. They can see it going up to spiritual excellence. All of this organized. This teaching was designed to please anybody who wanted to be black and brown.
That's right.
Right.
If you want to be moral and right, I teach moral right. If you want a little greed in your heart, I teach money, plenty of it. Good home. If you're lonely, I'll teach friendship in all walks of life. And if you just can't resist being a devil, I teach that this ain't our time yet. We still live in the devil's time. And righteousness just don't produce much in the devil's time. We got his pain gone.
Right.
So they got a little devilishness in you. And something here to drag you too. Something for everybody. And many came because they wanted more money. Many came because they wanted to identify with people that they are black and superior. Many came because they wanted to be true and not false to their religion.
Right.
And one thing, Allah Muhammad didn't set one law and let you practice another. Whatever law he established, he defended that law. And if you didn't obey, he threw you out.
Right.
And the man came because we liked it that the man preached and defended what he preached, and if the people didn't practice what they were supposed to believe in, he pulled them out. Many came just for that reason. That what the church can do what you want. You can say you're righteous and holy, but lie, steal, cheat. Go with the sisters in the choir.
Right.
Take something out of till. Drink. Gamble. But over here, you get put out for those things. So many said, this must be the right religion. God must be over here. These people will put you out if you're wrong. Yeah. But now, brothers and sisters, that a new day is here.
Yeah.
And all we have in Muhammad, whether we like it or not, he's not here.
Right.
And he's not coming back.
Right.
make that
clear. All
right, Tom. I'm waiting. He said he'll be back in 3 years. The same Jesus. It was reported that Jesus would rise in 3 days. Mom and I, Mom, they don't wait for that Jesus.
Come on,
I say, don't wait for that army Muhammad.
Right.
Because you'll be worse off than those people that's waiting for that Jesus.
Right. Right.
And if he comes back, what is he going to do?
That's right, Chief.
See how ridiculous it is?
Right.
But already Allah decides that it's time for us to go and return physically to the earth. It's time.
That's right.
Coming back is not going to help anything. If he came right now, the old he would at least put so and so out of here. So I wear a long breath.
Go ahead, Chief.
No, he wouldn't. He didn't do it. That's how he expected to do it now. Also, they would see more than this.
That's right. You're right.
All of this is not doing that. That's just one old so-and-so you're talking about. And there was always one old so-and-so doing wrong. Wearing sharp dresses, going out with the brothers, trying to take your husband. This ain't nothing new. We always had this problem.
That's right.
I remember when I was a little boy, wasn't big enough, hardly to walk good. And I remember that the family talking about some old sister with her long dress that wasn't doing nothing but trying to take other sister's husbands.
Think about it.
So I always had problems like that.
Right.
And we know I always have problems like that.
Right.
Because there are always people that don't mean too much good.
That's right. Teach on that.
And they come in, and a lot of them, they come in just to corrupt what you got.
That's right.
They hate it because you're so nice.
That's right.
So clean and decent.
Yeah.
So they come in and pretend they want you.
Right.
And wear a long dress and tie up their hair.
Right. That's right.
And talk holy, holy, holy all the time.
Right.
And as soon as something happens in the electrical system, the lights go off, they put their hand in your husband's lap.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right, Chief. Go ahead. That's right.
We can't be children in our minds. Let's be grown-ups.
Right.
You know the things that exist out there. That's right. Don't think those filthy things can't come in here.
Go ahead.
And make trouble for us.
That's right.
We can't keep them out. If they say believe in Allah, they want to be Muslims, we can't keep them out. We have to accept what they say.
Go ahead, Chief.
If they dress and look like Muslims, we have to accept them.
That's right.
And when they commit these crimes, I'm not going to say, get out, and don't come back for a year. Maybe that's the right thing to do for that particular person who's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe the right thing for them would be to say, get out and never come back.
Right.
But I can't do that. Because there are others, and if I apply this to everybody, there'll be many people who have good intentions.
Yeah.
But just get weak to certain things and commit sins. And if we cast them out for a year, they can't come to the masjid and get the benefit from the light of Islam and the warmth of the community. We need the light of truth and the warmth of our community.
Right.
So give us strength to overcome our sins. Don't let those little first resurrection people talk you out of this life you've been given by Allah. Not me. Allah has given us this new life.
Right.
And don't let them take it away from you.
No, sir. Allah is
Akbar.
They pretend like they want to be the champions for the black people's cause. They're nothing but liars.
Right.
Nothing but liars. All they want is to get back into your pocketbook again.
Right.
They used to be in your pocketbook, and they had the freedom to just take everything out of your
pocket
and leave you with no rent money.
Right.
Nothing to no food money. They showed you a lot over the way.
But they said,
and many of you who ran out couldn't get nothing, no kind of way, they told you, go take it from the devil.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Say, go take it from the devil.
That's right.
Brothers and sisters, thank Allah that we've been guided to the truth.
Yes, sir.
Thank Allah that you have leadership in me. That is not preaching, is not working for your money.
Right.
Go ahead, Chief.
Or for you to make me some kind of big celebrity?
That's right. Go ahead, Chief.
I'm working only to please Allah. And I know that in pleasing Allah, the best will be done for you and for me. I know that.
That's right.
But only those people take you away. Now, a lot of things I couldn't tell you when we started off. If I had told you, I would have told the enemy too. And if the enemy had heard it, he would have got the direction that I was about to take. And he would have been more equipped to fight me and to keep me from taking the direction. So I had to listen to those old first resurrection people talking against me and charging me with things. And I couldn't speak. Because if I spoke, I would have shown them where I was going. And they would have been better prepared to fight against me. So I kept my mouth. They made the community think that he's not interested in us anymore. Building up our community. He's not interested in business. He's not interested in us having our own school.
Go ahead, Chief.
He's not interested in dignifying the race anymore. So he wants is spiritual.
What they say, Chief.
He's a spiritual man.
Right.
All he wants to do is pray and teach you all how to pray.
What they say.
The only thing I can do is to tell you of my past. So I told you, I used to work in a chicken market. I used to paint.
Come on, Chief.
Worked in an iron yard. Got a job welding. Went back to school. And it came in that I had the same interest that all sensible people have. I want a job. And I'm not satisfied with a job that won't take care of my family. I want a better job.
Go ahead.
I said I get a job that can take care of my family and relieve me and my family of the biting. The biting teeth. Of poverty.
Right.
The need for a hamburger on the weekend. Don't you know in many days I couldn't afford a hamburger on the weekend?
Go ahead,
couldn't afford a hamburger tomorrow. Couldn't afford to take my wife and my children out any place that asked for a price, an admission ticket. I used to take them to the park. And we walked to the park. I used to take them to the Museum of Science and Industry, and we would walk to the Museum of Science and Industry. We didn't live too far from it. We lived on 67th Place near Stony Island, between Dorchester and Stony Island. Okay, so I did those things, and they used to laugh at me. The first resurrection leaders were laughing at me.
Think about it.
Right.
Friends of mine would tell me what they were saying. So they say, you have lost your mind. Say, Allah has driven you mad.
That's what they say.
For not following the Organized Muhammad.
That's what they say.
But I was following the Organized Muhammad better than they were. Now let me explain what I mean. They had started drinking. Moaning.
Yeah.
These people were talking about me. I wasn't whoring. Wasn't drinking. Wasn't stealing. Didn't even smoke a cigarette.
Come on,
Steve. I prayed to Allah. And I lived my religion. While I was on the outside, they were on the inside. They said I was crazy. They say he ain't got no, they got holes in his shoes.
That's what they say.
He's unstable. Raggedy. Say his eyes look glassy like he's gone mad.
That's what they say.
Think about it.
With their blinky eyes, they couldn't distinguish between a spiritual eye and a sane eye. They took the gleam of spiritual strength in my eyes for insanity. Because they were seeing me through whiskey eyes. Say, you know so-and-so was drunk this morning? I said, what? I said, drunk off of what? What happened? So, well, they Patton, Baller,
cough syrup.
Then before they took the cough syrup, then they had drank about three or four bottles of flavor. You know, the cake flavor, These old first resurrection people had got so weak. He said, no, no whiskey, but he didn't say no flavor. They just drinking bottles of vanilla extract. This flavor was banana flavor. That was his favorite name. Banana flavor. So ain't no life after death. Ain't no life after death. We don't believe in no life after death. There's a wide denial yourself. I'm telling you what they were talking in 1975 before I came on the rock.
You're right.
So why deny yourself? You want a little bit of drink? Drink. You want to get drunk? Get drunk. You want to play? Play. Now they weren't teaching this over a rock drum. They didn't want you to hear this. Why? Because they were your donation.
Right.
They didn't want you to spend no money on no liquors. No partying. They were your donations because they had to buy liquor and party and with your money.
That's right. Go ahead, Chief. Make it plain. Go ahead, Chief.
Well, they found a brother who was weak. They turned him on to it.
Right.
And let him into the clique.
That's right.
And then make him steal. And do other things to stay into the clique.
That's right.
The good old days. You watch and be careful that you don't follow the bad old devil who's still preaching the good old days.
Oh, yeah.
Black devils,
right.
Down devils, yellow devils, all of these black, some of them yellow.
Go ahead, Chief. Come on.
You're narrow behind tight hip devil.
Go ahead, Chief.
Be careful of those people. I hear they're trying to get Muhammad Ali to be their spokesman. They need him because they don't have any strength. Not me. Allah has taken away their popularity. I haven't done it. You have seen me out trying to attack people's personality. You haven't seen me doing that. The personalities that attack me, I don't even come back out and name them openly. I'm very slow about giving you that name. Because I hope that in time they will see their sins and come to the truth,
right.
Truth and reality. I don't want to name them.
Go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead on.
I don't want to see them have a chance to come back. So, brothers and sisters, let me tell you where I'm at. And you should know it. If you've been coming here regularly, you should know it.
Right.
I want to see our race, which is not really a race. It's an ethnic group. Donald Adams himself said that we are not a race. He called a Caucasian a race.
Right.
And he explained what he meant.
That's right.
He said they are in a race because time is short.
Go ahead on, see.
They know their time is short, so they're in a race to do all their wickedness before their time is up.
Right.
So that's how he explained the race. We are not no race. We don't have any time set on us to do what we're doing.
Right.
As long as there's earth abide, there will be open doors and open roads for Islamic progress.
Go ahead, see.
Ain't no time set for us to stop this. This is forever.
Right.
As long as there is a vibe.
That's right.
And if they find a way to get to some other planet, if this will nullify, we'll set up stakes and programs on that.
Come on, Chief. Come on.
If he didn't accept the term race, teach them that there is no race. There is but one God, one creation, one flesh, one human nature. Anything else is artificial. Anything else that exists is artificial. Unnatural and artificial. Another thing Elijah Muhammad said is that these people are devils, wicked by nature. And we thought it meant that that they grow out of the earth like that. If they never find get a teacher to teach them that way, they'll be that way. But look, in his own teaching was something to help bring him from that kind of thing. He said, Master Farah's mother was a Caucasian. A pure Caucasian. He said, but she was never touched by the wicked society. So she never lived among the devils. She lived only among the Muslims.
Right.
Now here was a Caucasian woman, pure Caucasian, who the Prophet Elijah Muhammad didn't call a devil. And if you had called a devil, he would have warned you. If you had kept it up, he'd have put you out.
Right.
Here is a Caucasian woman now that he said wasn't a devil. Says because she never mixed up with them.
Good, see.
So what is the mixing that makes the grass the devil? It's the mixing of truth with falsehood, righteousness with wickedness. That's what makes the grass the devil.
Yeah.
Not the simple mixing of the flesh. But in order to keep you with him and to get you to follow him, he had to give you but your shallow mind. And that shallow eye needed. And you needed somebody to just keep hitting on that Caucasian flesh. You couldn't understand the mind. You don't know. You wanted that white man beat up in his body. Had to trick you and make you think that the real thing that he was attacking was the white man's flesh, his white race. When actually the real thing he was attacking was lies and wickedness that was designed to turn you against yourself.
That's
all. His main job was to separate you from that wickedness that had turned you against yourself. Then after separating you from that, you would be an independent condition. You would be free from the slave grip of that whole world's ideas about yourself and them, and somebody else will come to you later and take you a step further down the road.